This week on the podcast, for new all-age comic books for the week of January 22nd, 2020, Casper, Cosmo, Looney Tunes, Uncle Scrooge, Spider-Man, and much more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Why, thank you. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. What's happening? It's the week of, it's the week of January's almost over. Where is it going? Where is your closest comic book store and more we're going to talk about? If you would, though, be so kind as to subscribe to this. Maybe share it with a friend, either the YouTube version or the podcast version. That'd be super. You can hashtag it all age comic books. That'd be great because a lot of parents out there don't know what their kids could be reading. So they give them just books they don't want to read. We're struggling with that right now with our 8-year-old. We're finding his groove. This is not really his groove. It bums me out because when I was his age, I liked this comic book, Casper. Specifically, I liked his friend, his little devil friend, Hot Stuff. Hot Stuff! And American Mythology Productions does a nice job of putting some new stories in with some classic stories in with a lot of miniseries, one-offs, or ongoing series. I believe Casper is the only ongoing miniseries right now that they have. And this week has Casper Presents Hot Stuff Sizzlers, issue number 1. I believe this is a miniseries, a 3 or a 5-issue miniseries. Wow, who is this going to be good for? This comic is going to be appropriate for those elementary school kids and up. The vocabulary is going to be real simple. It'll have some hijink-type humor. Nothing's going to be inappropriate for those elementary school kids. The bugger is that it may be a little too... It's an unknown quality. Kids don't know it. And that's the only thing about it. Like, our 8-year-old might dig it if he gave it a chance, but he doesn't know Hot Stuff. He barely knows Casper. He just knows Casper's a ghost. He doesn't know Casper has friends like Wendy and Hot Stuff. He's missing out. I say that somewhat sarcastically. So if your kid has a bit of a throwback bent, or if you have a bit of a throwback bent, you can check out issue number 1 of this miniseries from American Mythology Productions. Casper Presents Hot Stuff Sizzlers. And the way this is broken out, you'll have a bunch of short stories with probably a couple of one-off, one-sheet gags. Fun stuff. If I was 8 years old, I would love this. I still kind of like it. Maybe this is more their jam. This could be a slightly more contemporary elementary school comic book, partially because kids know the creator of this. They may recognize the name Tracy Yardley. Tracy Yardley has been doing Sonic the Hedgehog for a long, long time. And this time he's got a 5-issue miniseries out on Archie Comics with a character that was born around the same time as Wendy and Hot Stuff and Casper. It's Cosmo, Cosmo the Mighty Martian. This is a 5-issue miniseries, again, from Archie Comic Publications. It's going to have lots of science fiction action, lots of science fiction humor, and it's going to be great for boys or girls. Sometimes you mention an all-age comic book that's great for elementary school kids, and you default to a pony with a unicorn. Or something like that, or a unicorn with a horn, or something like that. Some sort of pink pony thing. Something that's going to identify much more with girls than boys. However, with Cosmo, Cosmo the Mighty Martian, it's going to skew evenly for boys or girls, and it's good, silly fun. It's going to be great for those libraries. So if your library doesn't have Cosmo, or if they, man, heaven forbid if they don't have Sonic. Most elementary school libraries have Sonic. If your elementary school library has Sonic, they're going to really like Cosmo because Cosmo is new, it's fresh, it's a bit of an unknown variable that kids in elementary school, I'll say 7 through 11, will enjoy and parents will 100% agree with. They'll say this is fabulous. I think they will. This is issue number 5 of that 5-issue miniseries from Archie Comic Publications. This next one is one of our favorite comic books. It's also our 10-year-old's favorite, kind of a tie. It's in a tie, a two-way tie, for his favorite comic book now. And it's been locked in that two-way tie for a number of years. I don't think it's going anywhere. And this is issue number 253 of this bi-monthly series. So I think that DC Comics agrees with me. And it's priced to move at only $2.99. All these great things, and I speak of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, and the Martian. Marvin the Martian, that's his name. Looney Tunes, issue number 253. Hilarious. If you tuned out of this comic a couple of years ago, for whatever reason, because maybe they were doing reprints or old stories or whatnot, tune back in, because all the stories are new, the art is new, and it's a classic. It's a classic that hasn't aged. Case in point, I love it. I can read it and laugh at it. Our 10-year-old can read it and laugh at it. Our 8-year-old likes to look at it, but he doesn't really laugh at it yet because he's still a bit of a reluctant reader, as I mentioned. We're trying to find his jam. But for $2.99 retail, this is a great deal, and it's a great comic book. Fabulous stuff. This is one of those comic books like Sonic, Cosmo the Mighty Martian. Those three, any elementary school library would behoove by having and say, okay, we got some great comic books, let's call it a day. In issue 253 of Looney Tunes, the cover has Daffy Duck relaxing at a beach. And everybody else is quite confused as to what's happening. Expect the hilarity. Uncle Scrooge. Now, this is a unique comic book from IDW Publishing. It's a monthly series, bi-monthly, from Uncle Scrooge, I believe. Everyone's favorite miserly Uncle Duck. This, despite its title, it's going to be great for those older readers, middle school and up, just because of the reading level. Those Disney files. If you have an elementary school kid who flat out loves all things Disney and loves Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge, DuckTales, etc., they might like it. But for those younger readers, you need to expect a higher than average reading level. It's a reading level that most elementary school kids won't be able to comfortably achieve. And if they can achieve it, they probably want to go to something else. Great example is our 10-year-old. He can read this. He's in fourth grade. But Disney comics aren't really his jam. So that's kind of it's a unique fit for, it's going to be for those older readers, Disney files, or those younger readers that really love Disney. And the way these stories work from Disney and IDW Publishing is that they're most likely previously printed Disney stories, but usually over in Europe, South Africa, or maybe Australia, a different market. So it's highly unlikely that we've read them here in the States. Thus, Uncle Scrooge, number 2. Uncle Scrooge 53. Number 38 from Spider-Man is out this week. The Amazing Spider-Man. I need to distinguish that because Spidey can have a couple of different titles. This is the most all-age friendly that is in the Marvel Comics lineage of Spider-Man. Now, there's the imprint, for lack of a better term, that IDW Publishing has going on with Marvel Comics. Those are great. That's a fabulous all-age comic book. Great for elementary school through high school. This comic book from Marvel Comics, Amazing Spider-Man, it's going to skew just a bit older. I'll say upper elementary school all the way through whatever. Like, we can enjoy reading it, but some of the, I'll call it the ancillary drama, is not going to interest younger readers. It might, but sometimes it doesn't even interest me. I don't follow the story. I'm just there for the Spidey action and the villains. In this issue, number 38, that's right, I'm a Fairweather fan. But I'm also kind of a typical fan and a collector. So I have my good points, too. In issue 238, this is where J.J. Jameson starts a podcast. And the first guest on his podcast is Spider-Man. What could happen? Nothing good, said Doofenshmirtz. Nothing good. It's out this week. Lumberjanes. Our kids do not read Lumberjanes, but it's a fabulous comic book. This is a comic book, a monthly comic book from Boom Studios. It's going to be much more for girls than boys, but it can be for anybody. It's just that it's presented in a way that girls are going to like it more than boys because of who it is. It's about some girls camping and it combines science fiction with action and humor, as well as relationships. But it's not a life comic book. It's a comic book that is strange and surreal, but also incredibly entertaining. And I mentioned that our son doesn't really dig it, because when he came in here and saw me reading it, he said, "Oh, that's a cartoon, isn't it?" Because if you look at the art in Lumberjanes and the way it's drawn, it looks very much like a Cartoon Network show. So much so that it makes you think that if it hasn't already been greenlit for a movie, which it has, I don't know when that movie's coming out, it would be a show somewhere. Because at issue 70, it's been around for at least 5 years. So it's in its sixth year now as a comic book. And that's saying something. When you don't break the storyline and you keep that lineage going to issue number 70 and beyond. Plus, it's a great comic book. It really hasn't let up on the quality any. And it is great for, because it does have some reading, middle elementary school and up. If you're a middle school library, it's a bonkers no-brainer. If you're an elementary school library and you're not familiar with it, maybe give it a quick look and see if it's appropriate for your library. I bet it is, especially for those fourth and fifth graders. Last up this week is this one. I like this series. It's coming up, ramping up, for a new movie coming out this summer, Ghostbusters. The trailer for Ghostbusters looks great. And what IDW Publishing does, they've got Ghostbusters in comic book form. They're putting out a series of mini-series. This one has Ghostbusters Year One. What it does is it takes a look. They're original stories. Don't look at the Year One subtitle and say, oh, it's like a greatest hits of, because it's not. This one takes a look at the Ghostbusters, Ghostbuster by Ghostbuster. And this one takes a look at Winston Zeddemore. Winston, he's the only Ghostbuster to have actually been hired from the startup. And it takes a look at him in comic book form as kind of a respective, retroactive interview to say, hey, Winston, you've been working here for so long, blah, blah, blah. So it takes a look at his life as a Ghostbuster. It's a mini-series of 4 issues. The first one is out this week. And this is going to be great for those middle elementary school kids and up. You say Ghostbusters, you think, evilness, it's not great for kids. It is. It's a fabulously kid-friendly comic book that's going to have some reading that those younger elementary school kids may not be down with or be able to handle. But middle school and up, jump onto any Ghostbusters series, and you will most certainly like it. And here's a get-in-at-the-ground-floor opportunity, because Ghostbusters Year 1, issue 1 of 4, it's out this week. And where is your closest comic book store, some people ask me? It's quite simple. Go to Comic Book Store Locator. Comic Book Store Locator, type in your zip code, and odds are within 10 to 15 miles of your address, there's a real store. A brick-and-mortar store. However, if there isn't, or if you don't feel like going, click on some of the links in the podcast, or in the post of the podcast. Whatever, you know. Just go to TFAW through our site, or just tfaw.com. TFAW is an online comic book store with a physical presence up in New York City, where they have great salsa, too. But TFAW has everything, and they have it at discount. Case in point, Ghostbusters retails for $3.99. They're selling it for 10% off. And this is Trey with Daddy Mojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.